You're listening to SBS News.
Radical cleric Abu Bakr Bashir, credited as the spiritual leader of the terrorist group Jamaah Islamiyah, responsible for the 2002 Bali bombings, is likely to walk free. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says he made the decision based on humanitarian and health considerations. But some in Indonesia suspects the president has one eye on elections in April and is concerned about political opponents who say he is insufficiently Islamic. A legal advisor to the Indonesian president, Yusril Iza Mahendra, says he lobbied the president for Bashir's release.
So far there is an assumption that Joko is anti-Islam. There have been accusations of persecution and criminalisation of Indonesia's Ulama Council, a council of Muslim clerics. But now, the agreement of Bashir's release is a step that is far more concrete than just promises.
Bashir's 15-year jail sentence was not for his role in the 2002 Bali bombings, but rather for his involvement in inciting terrorism and financing a terrorist cell in 2011. He was previously convicted of conspiracy over his role in the 2002 Bali attack, where he served just over 2 years in prison, although he successfully appealed his conviction after release in December 2006. The 81-year-old was also linked to a 2003 car bomb attack at the Marriott Hotel in Jakarta, which killed 12 people. Damien Kingsbury, a professor of international politics at Deakin University, says his work in Islamic extremism began many decades earlier.
Abu Bakr Bashir founded Jamaah Islamiyah in the 1980s with a colleague who subsequently died. Both of them had to leave Indonesia and lived in Malaysia for many years. But after President Suharto stepped down from office, they returned and began their work in Central Java, where they were recruiting new members. Those members were the people responsible for the 2002 Bali bombing. Abu Bakr Bashir was arrested again in 2009, I believe, for organising a successor organisation to Jamaah Islamiyah, which was known as Jamaah Ansarut Tauhid. And that organisation was involved in a number of bank robberies and other attacks in which many people had died.
Professor Kingsbury says Abu Bakr Bashir is the most influential leader of Islamist extremists in Indonesia.
He's quite frail, he's said to be in poor health, but he certainly has not in any way renounced his commitment to violent jihad and would be very likely to be wanting to continue to organise amongst his supporters for further acts of violence. So on one hand, he probably doesn't have much of a future ahead of him, but there is considerable scope for him to continue to organise people who could perpetrate violence in the time that he has left.
In 2014, while in jail, Bashir pledged allegiance to the so-called Islamic State, though he later walked away from that pledge. Survivors and victims' families from the 2002 Bali bombing maintains he should remain behind bars. And Australia's Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has urged Indonesia against any leniency towards Bashir.
We have been consistent always, governments of both persuasions over a long period of time, about our concerns about Abu Bakr Bashir and that he should serve what the Indonesian justice system has delivered to him as his sentence.
Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.